You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
Welcome back on another session just for you as you are listening. This is your boy, DJ Nash. As you guys know, I am here on What's the Topic. Yeah, so guys, I hope you guys are good. Yeah. And let's be honest, you're listening to this probably as a crowd, you know. In fact, these are the different scenarios. If you're listening to this alone, I'm speaking to you alone. If you're listening to this as a group, I'm speaking to you guys as a whole group. But today's topic is gonna be really awesome. That's all that I have to say. It's gonna be really, really awesome because we're gonna actually look into this whole situation. Yeah. As you can see, the title itself is Neymar Raped Her. Yep, that's the title. Neymar Raped Her. As you can see, that's why you actually clicked on it. You clicked on it because you saw the title. It was written, Neymar Raped Her. And you are like, what? What you say about Neymar? Huh? What you saying about Neymar? Why are you saying Neymar Raped Her? Okay, Neymar Raped Her. That's the topic. And yeah, you guys are gonna have a lot of interesting stuff that you're gonna hear. Yes, you're in for a very big surprise. Yes, probably one that you never really expected. And that's how we'd love to keep it. We'd love to keep it like that, where you guys don't expect anything and you yourself don't expect anything. I'm going to make sure that you are shocked. Yeah, but if you all know, yes, you all should know. Some of you don't know because I was shocked. I spoke to someone who actually didn't know. And I was like, what? So not everybody actually knows about this. But yeah, for those who don't know, you'll be shocked. For those who do know, you'll still be shocked because we're going to reveal some other interesting stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if Neymar is your favorite player, well, what would you do? What would you do? Defend him or not defend him? Yeah, looking at, you know, basically all the evidence that came out and stuff like that. What would you do? I mean, yeah. Neymar's one of the players that I love. I actually grew up, okay, for those who don't know, once upon a time I was part of a soccer team. Like, I actually used to play soccer. That was before I went into athletics. So yeah, I must win. I also run 100 meter, 200 meter and all the stuff. I'm another Usain Bolt. You see, Usain Bolt did the opposite of me. He went from running to playing soccer. I started with playing soccer, then I went into running. Yes, that was me. So once upon a time I was in a soccer team, and yeah, started off as a defender. And then I was like, nah, defending is not for me. Tried out being a goalkeeper, still didn't like it, but I was actually a good goalkeeper and stuff like that. And to be fearless, so that's why I call myself Fearless Eagle. Yeah, fly high with no fear. Yeah, so that was me right there. Tried out how to be a goalkeeper, and I was good at it, but I didn't like it. So I left it. Then I went obviously into your striker position, and that was because I wanted to be the one that scores the goals and all the stuff. And that also, you know, didn't satisfy my heart. So I sticked. You don't find that in the dictionary, but you do find it in the What's the Topic dictionary. So I decided I'm gonna stick to being a midfielder. That way I'm able to help the defenders, and I'm also able to help the strikers, you know. So I have a more of, you know, a supporting heart. Wanted to support, and that's the same heart that I still have, you know. I still have that type of heart, but with the mindset of initiating, being a self-starter and all the stuff, which is really awesome. So yeah, that was my soccer career and how I actually started. And in my soccer career, my role model was actually Neymar. So in terms of being a striker, it was Neymar. And in terms of playing, you know, as a midfielder, I loved Cristiano's position, you know, when I was still in Manchester. You know, he wasn't a striker back then. He was in the midfield, you know, line where he was supporting, you know, stuff like that. So I actually loved that position. And yeah, it worked for me. And like I said, Nima was one of my role models when it comes to skills and all those stuff. Yeah, I looked up to him. So bear in mind, I'm also a Nima fan, and these are the stuff that we're gonna be releasing concerning Nima. So don't disappear. We're going into the next session. We're gonna go into the good stuff concerning the news update. So I'm gonna be dancing to the tune, dancing to the music, and yeah, you'll be shocked at the songs that you're gonna be listening to. I hope you're ready.
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM, and the Christ music is hot music. See you later, man.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
I got baptized, yeah, fill up at night, yeah. Daily fight the light, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
out of this world, God's from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess that we are full. If you can see it, you can have it. Out of this world, God's from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess that we are full.
All my thoughts through the word. Oh, making every thought my captive. Oh, transforming all negativity. Oh, ponder on that which is holy.
Can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess and we are full. If you can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess and we are full. Can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess that we are full. If you can't see it, you can have it. Out of this world, thoughts from heaven. It's never been done before. No doubt the mess that we are full.
So, I hope you guys were dancing. I hope you guys were moving. I hope you guys had everything really awesome, man. Like, I really hope you guys really moved, you know, and all those stuff. But for now, we're gonna go into another update, news update. So, for those who don't know, there's the Women's FIFA that is taking place, yes. If you're lost, I'm talking about the women. You know, basically the FIFA Women's World Cup that is happening right now. If you didn't know, you can go and research and you'll actually find out about it. So I'm just going to give you a couple of updates concerning the Women's FIFA, yes, World Cup. And yesterday, basically, we had Mexico, you know, that was playing and they actually won 3-2. Yeah, they beat ECU. That's what they beat. They beat their country, man. Yeah, you get a new man. It's going down and all this stuff. But yeah, Mexico did the most. Hey, that's all that I have to say. They actually did the most. Like, if you don't know who ECU is, it's basically Ecuador. Yeah, Ecuador. So it was Mexico versus Ecuador, and Mexico won 3-2. So that's the results. That's what happened. That's how it went down. Yep. It went down, man. But yeah, that is basically one of the updates. And besides that, we're just gonna go to what is happening, you know, all over the world. So one of the things that I have to say is concerning Neymar. Yeah. That is the story that came out, you know, like, yeah, Neymar and all the stuff. By the way, yo, I actually want to go deep into the stuff because it's going to be like I'm revealing all the, you know, the body, the main content and all the stuff. Okay, let's not go into that side. But yeah, we'll stick to the other side of the soccer. Yep, we'll stick to the other side of the soccer. Just to give you some of the stuff that is happening there. And then we'll go to another direction. Yeah, so Cristiano Ronaldo, yes, you know, your Portugal player, yes, striker, Cristiano, CR7, yep. So what happened is, it was interesting. Rumors that came out basically concerning Cristiano Ronaldo, they said that Cristiano Ronaldo, when he was in Real Madrid, he didn't want to be a striker. Didn't want that position. And he never told... the coach. So when they put him in that position, he didn't want to be in that position, but he took it. So that is what, yeah, you know, the rumors actually said, you know, people, they got ears everywhere these days and all those stuff. It's actually interesting. And you got Ramos, for those who don't know. Now, Ramos actually said he's actually excited to play alongside Hazard, if you didn't know. So he's actually excited to play with Hazard, and Ramos was one of the people that actually got recruited and all the stuff. So he's like, yeah, it's going down, man. I love the new position that was given. So he's actually excited, and he's looking forward to having future matches, you know, with Hazard and all those stuff alongside him. And yeah, it's really interesting. And by the way, Real Madrid is looking for Pogba. They actually thinking of taking Pogba. So guys, make sure that you looking at all those stuff. Yeah, good stuff. So there's like interesting stuff for you guys, so that you can know what is happening and all those things. So make sure your ears and your eyes are watching. Keep your ears and eyes watching and take note of what is happening around you. You never know if it's going to affect you. So guys, make sure you're taking notes even in the new session. So we're going to go into the real stuff, which is the music. I'm getting ready to dance. Yeah. And this is basically the last news headline that I'm going to give you guys. So right here in South Africa, if you didn't know, South Africa, there's interesting hectic stuff that is actually happening. So in South Africa, we had an incident where floods actually took place, and it happened in Durban. So right there in Durban, there were 81 people who were killed because of floods. So what happened is, in the year 2009, there was a squatter camp community that was instructed to move out of that area, and they didn't move out of there. So they decided to fight against the people that were asking them to move. And then this year, now going back to that time, there was a flood that took place that time, and houses got destroyed, and I think people got injured. Yes, I don't really know if people got hurt as in that type of situations, but as far as I know, is people got injured. So that's what happened back then. And then it happened this year again. Now back then they asked them to move. This year they were still there, and now they actually, it's like interesting. So the flood happened, and then 81 people were killed, and then someone else who they were asking to move decided not to go. He's now fighting, and then he's saying no, he's gonna build his house on top of where the mud is, you know, where the mud dried and all those stuff. So he's gonna build a foundation, dig, you know, basically a solid foundation and all those stuff, and then put a house there. That's what he's saying. Now that is not a smart idea to do, because if the flood comes again, guess what? It's going to take the person down again. You're going to find another house that's going to break down and all those things. So that is what is happening in Durban. You're right here in South Africa. So guys, make sure you keep an eye on what is happening, and your ears must be listening, because you never know if it's going to affect you. So that is it for the news, and I'm getting ready to dance to the tunes. Woohoo! So I'm about to dance.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, the bio.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
So what's happening tonight? We go round and round again. But people, we were meant to blaze a life that's beautiful. Yeah, we got so much love to give. Don't look to the left or right. You know the future's worth the fight. Don't look to the left or right. Hey, yeah. L-O-V-E rolls off the tongue. But sometimes the words just not enough. Gotta dig a little deeper. Hey, yeah. You got a love with your life. Like a fire burning strong. Till the night is coming gone. There's a hope that lives in you. You got a love with your life. Like a warrior fight. Lay it on the line. If you wanna see it change, you got a love with your life. Yeah, we got love.
heaven to every place I go. Your kingdom's so beautiful, you rule in splendor, urgently seeking you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stay.
New Acts of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes. Available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Neymar raped her. I know some of you don't even agree with what I'm saying. Like, what? What you saying about Neymar? Neymar raped her? No. So, for those who don't know, the person that Neymar was accused to rape. Okay, by the way, I definitely do not agree with the fact that they're saying that Neymar raped her. In fact, I do not agree with that lady. So, those who don't know, the lady actually made it for TV. Yeah, Brazilian TV. So, she actually gave a Brazilian TV interview. Now, she was saying that Neymar raped her. Now, basically, it's interesting, man. Like, sometimes you feel like crying, how can you say that? I feel like sleeping and all that stuff. No, I don't feel like that. But what I'm saying is it's wrong. It is wrong. So the name goes by the name of Najila Trindade. That is her name. Now, this is a Brazilian name, so don't judge me. I'm not Brazilian, so I can't really pronounce. If I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry. If you're listening to this, yeah, please don't get offended. Just saying. So, basically, Najila Trindade, or however that is pronounced, she basically described that Neymar raped her. Yep. She described that Neymar raped her and all those stuff. She sent allegations against the Paris Saint-Germain for it. Yeah. She said that he raped her. That's what she said. And then, obviously, there was even a camera that was placed in her house. Now, when I looked at that footage, I was like, no, man. This thing actually looked like she's the one that put it in there and she planned it. And things didn't go the way she wanted it to go. And then she decided to say the guy raped her, which I totally do not agree with. I refuse. Now, there was an interview that was basically, you know, done And Ms. Tande went on to tell the interviewer how she had requested Neymar. Okay, like yo, this is deep. It's like really deep. Now, the article that went out concerning Neymar, hopefully you don't mind me reading it to you, so that you can actually get the content of what is happening. I want you guys to get the content of what is happening. Now, this is what the article says. Speaking to Brazilian television channel SBT Brazil, Ms. Tritande, Tritande, okay, yeah, Ms. Tritande went into details regarding her meeting with the Brazilian international, explaining that the incident, which was alleged to have taken place on May 15, was an assault together with rape. That's what she says. And then the article went on, basically, yeah, they interviewed and all those stuff. And she basically also claims that Neymar paid for her to fly to the French capital and stay in a local hotel, where she says that her intention was to sleep with the former Brazilian star. But yeah, going on, she went on to tell the interviewer that she had requested the soccer player to use a condom, but yeah, alleges he refused and became aggressive, which the footage does not look like that. I totally do not agree with that. So when you look at that video, it doesn't show that. And then when, yeah, when all these things went south, according to her version, she says, when he left the room, I realized everything that had happened to me and how stupid he was, how bad he was, how he raped me. And yeah, she added, a video reportedly filmed by her, like I said, it looked like she was, yeah, she planned it, eh? That's what I said. And yeah, they went on to say, a video reportedly filmed by her also emerged online along with this article, which Ms. Tritande claims to show her arguing with Neymar the day after their original meeting. The video, which was shown by Brazilian channel TV Record, shows two people getting onto a bed before the woman slaps the man and says, I'm going to hit you. You know why? Because you beat me up yesterday. Yeah, so there is basically her version of the story. But from my side, I refuse with that. Like, I actually refuse. I refuse. When I looked at that thing, I was like, no, man. This is basically her who planned it. And she was the first one to actually react aggressive. The guy was, like, sleeping. Like, okay, not really sleeping. I was laying. And then there's the person out of nowhere, comes with a slap. Ha! Gives him a slap. Now, if it was me, I'll be like, why are you slapping me? Like, what's going on here? Why are you slapping me? So you just decided that you're going to come, and then, yeah, here I am lying down, then you come and slap me. And, yeah, I'm not just there, like, lying down and watching you slap me. No, man. Like, looking at that footage, I disagree. This guy did not rape that person. He did not rape that person. And like, from the whole situation, like the articles that came out, looking at the whole footage, it looks like she planned it in a way where she wants to accuse the guy of raping her and also make money out of the whole situation. That's my side of the story. That's how it looks. That is how it looks. Actually, it looks like that. And I'm telling you right now, I disagree with her raping Neymar. If she says Neymar raped her, I disagree. And yeah, guys, I meant to say I disagree with her saying that Neymar raped her, because I heard her said her raping Neymar. But yeah, I totally disagree. And yeah, guys, they went on obviously to speak to the 27-year-old player from PSG. Yeah, imagine here you are, you go to PSG, and then yeah, next thing there's all these different things now you're getting accused of. So they went on to speak to the guy, and he had something to say about the whole situation. So I'm gonna make sure that you guys hear this after this music break. Guys, we're taking another music session. Yeah, I'm ready to dance. I don't know if you're ready. I'm ready to dance. So hope you're gonna be dancing with me. Yeah, with the music. So I'll be back after my dance session is over with you guys.
Say I did this for the love.
It's Youngsville, the
people. Say I did this for the love. Yeah, say I did this for the love. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'ma paint you a picture, I hope you get it though. I came through with a kind of sound that goes across the globe. I've been choosing to go across, I'm a one night. This music will save the world and let me do the honors. Nobody saying I'm E-Rod Posse, but he come be like saying I'm you the blessed boss. No weapon formed against me, where they ever prosper. Give me any other reason, we're gonna make me drop by. I do it for the love, love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, off a prop, man, and no, man, and no, say I know go on
a star. I did this for the love though. Can I love you give to me? I don't deserve that kind of love you show to me. Said I've been running circles for a long time, but you wanna take me in when I come back. I've always been the one that you call son. I'm sorry for the times that I fell in. Oh no no, oh no no, thank you for saving me. Yeah. Oh no no, oh no no, thank you for saving me. I'm grateful, so I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, alpha, pop, man, and no, man, and no, say I know
the
rest.
I do this for the love, though.
Do this for the love, though.
What I meant, if it wasn't for God, they would have killed me a long time ago. Ha, we don't do this for the money, bro. Even though we get paid in the process, bro. Ha,
we do this for love. It's easy to see we got hearts in the heart to go and do it.
Ha, give me Nigeria, give you Kenya. They never saw us coming, man, to my penya. Watch out, watch out, hiki pachi. See, I've been a damn one, mungu to one a judge. We don't do it for fame, but rather his name, we go and do it. Our music is a journey to Lianza Zamani, and still we gon' do it. What? King Limo Erro. It's our time.
So, yeah, like I said, they actually spoke to Neymar. They interviewed him concerning the whole situation. And guess what? The 22-year-old actually denies the allegations being made against him. So regarding the incident which took place in Paris on the 15th of May, he says no, denies the fact that she says he raped her. He says he did not rape her. So what she's saying is basically not true. So that is what he's saying. So he denies all of those stuff. And like I said, I also deny. I actually do not agree with what she's saying. Now, which is interesting, like, yo, such a short video, 1 minute, 3 seconds, you get over 690K views. Oh, it's like interesting, eh? Interesting. And that was like early in the morning and stuff like that. But yeah, let's go back to the topic. So they interviewed him and he actually denied and he said, no, they're not true. And then they got the police involved, the Sao Paulo police, they actually got involved and they had to confirm basically to the whole situation. And the article that came out was really interesting. So I'm going to give you guys the background of the article by basically reading it to you so that you understand what is happening. So Sao Paulo police have confirmed to Goal that there has been a complaint made against the player from a Brazilian woman he met in Paris. Can you imagine? The police will not discuss details of the ongoing investigation following the complaint filed by the woman on the 31st of May. Imagine. So this thing she says it happened on the 15th, and then on the 31st you go to I see something fishy happening here. Like, it seems like this lady tried to get him to act in a manner which shows that he raped her, which did not work. So she still sticked around, like, for, you know, an amount of time. You know, she was like, yeah, just fishing for that whole reaction, and she never got it. But she used what she got, which does not justify her accusations. Nope, does not stand. And she decided on the 31st she's gonna go to the police. But yeah, let's go on. Brazilian outlet UOL was the first to report the accusations and claim statements made to authorities are being kept confidential. Neymar denies the allegations and his camp maintains the 27-year-old's innocence, stating that he was the target of a blackmail attempt, which is the same thing I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing. Those accusations are not true. It is definitely not true, which is what they also saying. I actually agree. I agree. Fully agree. You guys are with me. I'm with you. Yeah. While the player's father believes WhatsApp messages sent to him, basically to his son's phone, from the woman would be used to help clear his name. Now, even the father saying, yeah, it's a blackmail. Neymar was forced off after just 20 minutes of Brazil's friendly clash with Qatar on Wednesday, and it has been confirmed that the ruptured ankle ligament he suffered will rule him out of the summer. Come on, like, yo, this is actually bad, eh? Yeah, which Brazil are hosting. Here you are with another ankle which had been, injured and all the stuff. Yeah, you got one situation and then you got another one in terms of you trying to get blackmailed and all the stuff. So yeah, that is basically what's happening. And then the article ended this way, saying Brazil's president this guy, he's a Brazilian guy, so if I say the name wrong, forgive me. So Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro, say it with confidence, Bolsonaro. Yeah, if I said it wrong, I'm sorry. Can you please forgive me? Find it in your heart to forgive me. Yeah, was pictured with Neymar on Instagram following the Selaco basically 2-0 win over Qatar. The president, who wished the forward a speedy recovery, has previously stated that Neymar is in a difficult moment, but I believe in him. Yeah. Even the president says it's a blackmail, man. I believe it's a blackmail. We all with the player. Yeah. That video did not, definitely did not justify the actions that woman claimed. So I refuse that allegations. She was trying her luck. That's what I believe. She was one of those people who was trying to, you know, make money off soccer players with a stupid video. So she was trying to blackmail him. That's what I believe. And by the looks of it, it's true. So guys, the topic has been interesting. And from my side, I refuse the fact that she says he raped her. I do not agree. So let me know what you think from your side. And yeah, we're gonna make sure that we're speaking, interacting. And yeah, you never know. Maybe I might give you a call. And that maybe stands. Mm-hmm. So guys, don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Yes, that's our website. And you can also go on Iono FM, search for Active FM, and you get all the podcasts. So this is your boy, DJ Nash, Fearless Eagle, signing out. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Benny, I'm way not DJ. What is on, I came true with a new sound to show you I keep you 100, 100. Ooh, this is a lot of mine. The silence is God-given, I'ma let it shine. Said I can't understand, so they asking why. I'm young and I'm saved and I'm cussing fly. What's up? Join hands with a Vegan King. The flame never dies, I've been burning since. I bring light to the world, Thomas Edison. And I've been choosing by God to be running things. I go shiny, your gyre. I your mommy so bright to your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, you must clear your gyre. Benny, I'm way not DJ. What is on, It's like you don't know my father. You don't know the reason I call him Jehovah. I'm gonna chamber the Lion of Judah. He's living in me. It's like you don't know my power. You want to play with God, Abi? You want to try your luck, Abi? And do your winchy-winchy, Abi? You're feeling like Superman, Abi? You wouldn't see till it hits ya. Glory of God comes through demolition. Go tell the bad man I say me no fear ya. Cause this one I church for it come with a fire. Ha! So shiny your gyre, are your mommy so bright to your gyre? I be light of the world to your gyre, and everywhere I go, demons clear your gyre. I see Benny, I'm way not today. What is on, when you want to
And these tracks like I'm mad at a mic backslap. Mics never mind the fact I never left. I'm hype, listen up right. You ain't gotta ask me twice. I'm here, I'm here. To brag on him like I'm known for. My folks know I'ma go for it. My God ain't no folklore, cause he real, he real. Now to the topic at hand, I know the designer, he's higher than pilots who fly up in class. He designed with his hand. I'm not gonna tell you this life is a flash in the pan. How I'ma retire when we need a crier to tell us to rise up and stand. Check your plans. My dude, that grave ain't your home. Cause you been underground way too long. 6 feet with a day, don't get stoned. All they say, that boy gone. Come on, don't you wanna go home? Don't you wanna be more than a clone? Do you know that you're nothing you know? We all ride on the wrong side. Beating our chest at the wrong guy. We don't need God. May not say it with our mouths, but we do with our whole lives. Whole life. He the most I know, close by. We all die. John 5, 28, 29. The judge is here. All right.